Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yumi, it's been 6 months since I moved from beautiful Sydney to regional Victoria.
Yeah.
And there's a few things I miss. There's a lot of things I love, but there's a few things I miss. Sunshine, warm weather, the ability to go swimming pretty much all year round.
Conversations that don't involve AFL.
Conversations that don't involve AFL, yes, yes. The public transport that isn't trams. And the ability to get fish nicely, easily, wide variety.
Oh, no.
I miss that. I miss the access to all that wonderful, fresh, delicious fish.
Well, let's celebrate the fish we can get.
That's it. Today we're going to celebrate the fish we can get rather than lament the fish we can't, Yumi. And we're going to turn to one of those wonderful weekly staples I've learnt to love and embrace.
Yay! This is your 5 Minute Food Fix with Simon and Yumi.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Simon, before we proceed,
yes,
let's set a stopwatch on how long it takes for you to move back to Sydney.
No, let's not do that. Let's not do that because, yeah, it's not a good idea. Look, I'm loving it down there and embracing it for what it is. It's really good. But what it's not sometimes, yep, sadly, is access to really good quality fish. Everyone's spoiled up here in Sydney. Mm-hmm. You need to be able to get there really easily. But that's not to say that you can't get a good weekly staple. I have been leaning in, like you have with a bag of frozen prawns.
Yep.
I have been leaning into a bag of frozen salmon fillets recently, Yumi, which means I can still get my weekly salmon-y fix.
Yep.
Beforehand, I might have been a bit snobby about it, but you shouldn't be. Don't knock it. It works wonders. You just need to be sure to defrost it properly, mm-hmm, obviously.
Yeah.
And then you're away. You're away as you would with normal
salmon. Can I just ask you about the salmon that's frozen?
Mm.
Because we've waxed lyrical about this before, and I like that it's democratic in a way. It's cheaper.
Yes.
It's sometimes farmed more sustainably.
Do
you know where the salmon comes from?
Yes, I do try and find more sustainable salmon. I tend to find that actually isn't Australian. It's from New Zealand.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. Okay,
yes. So I try and avoid the Tasmanian stuff and go across the Tasman for some of that amazing salmon. Kiwi producer is nodding and smiling and there's a thumbs up there, which is good.
All right. So how can we make this a weeknight dinner that's easy?
Well, very easily. We're going to go teriyaki salmon. I'm coming into Japanese territory here, mm-hmm, Yumi, and we'll go there in a second. But before we do that, I think that with frozen salmon, appreciate it for what it is. The texture is never going to be quite the same as when you're using normal non-frozen salmon. Mm. So lean into those bigger, stronger flavours,
which I think
really help bring out its brilliance.
Yeah.
So teriyaki salmon. And I find it's a nice, easy midweek thing. Well, you know teriyaki. It's incredibly easy. Once you've got it in your repertoire, it's a weekly staple.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be salmon either. It could be chicken. It could be whatever you like.
It's just goes really well.
So easy. So yes, my now weekly salmon teriyaki, I just combine half a cup of sake, pretty much any type, doesn't really matter, quarter of a cup of mirin, rice wine vinegar, which we've talked about before, is widely available even in regional Victoria.
Yes, it is.
And a quarter of a cup of soy sauce, doesn't matter what, to my mind, in a small bowl. And that's it. You've made your teriyaki sauce. You've set it to one side. You're already winning.
You are nailing it.
Yes.
And can I just say, sake also available at every bottle shop.
Yes.
And
don't think
you have to pay for the expensive stuff. This is just a cooking ingredient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let them direct you to, you know,
the cheap one.
Exactly. Don't feel any shame in that. Then heat your tablespoon of oil, doesn't matter which kind of flavorless oil, in your skillet or your cast iron frying pan over a medium high heat. Mm-hmm. Season those salmon fillets lightly with salt. You've probably patted them dry again, like your lamb cutlets. And then working in batches, maybe two salmon fillets at a time because my pan's not that large.
Mm.
Just cook it skin side down at first until that skin is all brown and crisp. It's about 4 minutes or so. Then turn it over for another 2 minutes and then transfer it over to a plate.
Yep.
Then I like to get rid of what's in the pan at that point.
Yeah.
You know, because there's often a little bit of sort of salmon-y fatty
it
bits.
It can be a bit smoky too, yeah. So probably good to give it a wash out.
And then add the sauce that we've made in advance, feeling very smug about, and whip it up to the boil and reduce it down by about 2/3. Should take about 3 or 4 minutes, something like that.
Mm.
Then add the salmon back into the pan, skin side up, and cook it for a further 2 minutes, just spooning that sauce over like you're a kind of professional chef and feeling really good about yourself until everything is, sauce is all lovely and syrupy. It won't take very long at all. Then onto a plate, white rice, noodles or simple salad, and your midweek dinner is done. It's very annoying, Yumi, that this recipe is not in our cookbook.
I know, it should be there because it really fits in there. Maybe we have to write a second book.
Maybe we do.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.